This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You know, before we move off the restaurant conversation, I would like to say that I think that there is an existing restaurant right now that really does fill the gap on some of those things that we talked about in days of yore, and that would be the 4-9 out in Mount Zion, that are just doing things a little different way.
Yeah, very good place.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they sometimes are stacked. Like, we call in an order, like, go pick it up or whatever. That's a tiny little place. Mm-hmm. They churn out a lot of food.
Yeah. But
interesting.
Yeah, it's like with purpose and handcrafted. Love it.
Yeah. And so, you know, really kind of carving their own niche. You couldn't pay me. There's not enough money in the world for me to get into the restaurant business.
It's a hard game.
I mean, if you do it right, you get crackles, right? You know, you get something that's around for, you know, 75 years. And about 99% of the people don't get that. And it's just tough. You guys have fought through this, right? I mean, your own internal banquet, having, you know, contractual relations with people at other places. It's a tough gig.
It is. You know, we used to operate the main hangar out at the airport as a park district. And
I go back long enough, there was just a little sandwich shop. It wasn't even, I mean, we used to walk over there. You had to cross Airport Road, which at the time was like 55 miles an hour. Nobody believes that today, but it is true. That same strip of road mm-hmm. was like a highway speed. And you'd have to like kind of run across to go to the little snack bar. And then the main hangar came along. That was around for a long time.
It was. And we're blessed now. You know, Nick Morgenthaler and Stephanie, when they moved the East End Grill location from over there on Brush College Road over to the airport, I think they weren't sure what to expect. But it's
offered. How's it going?
It's going well.
I think.
You know, they never used to offer dinner over on Brush College Road. And now at the airport location, they offer dinner. And I think he's killing it.
That is something, even though it was more than 20 years ago, that 9/11 just interrupted completely. Because of FFA regulations about parking and how far. I mean, you know, people forget that. I know that was a long time ago, but it changed the dynamic.
It changed.
And then when people get out of a custom of doing a thing, it's hard to get them back into it.
Yeah. And Nick and Todd were some of the first ones to really, Todd Mason from the Beach House, were some of the first ones to jump on this, you know, to-go meals for your family. And we took them both up on that numerous times for our family, where we'd go pick up a huge pan of something, take it home, put it in the oven, and you're good to go.
Yeah. So, and then what's in Splash Cove now?
Right now, it's just our Splash Cove operations. We don't have a food outlet over there right now.
All right. What would fit there? Because it certainly, I mean, do you have a concession stand?
So we have concessions at Splash Cove. We have some concessions at Mini Golf, too. So we have pizza, hot dogs, that kind of thing.
So you got enough then, maybe, right?
Yeah, got enough. It's a hard location over there in Overlook, because it's kind of like if you're situated between a Target and a Walmart and they close 6 months out of the year and you're the only thing left there, your anchors are closed. And so the outlets that have tried to
being a seasonal restaurant isn't really a way to profit, I don't see. So what do you do with that space then?
So we're using it for lifeguard training. It's worked out really well to do some of the indoor stuff we need to do. We don't have a large space over there where we can get folks together and do like CPR training, things like that, out of the sun. And then we got Mr. Softy over there with Haley and her family that just do a bang-up job on ice cream.
Well, ice cream is something you sell during the warm months, so that is a fit. Yeah, they do. Mr. Softy's great. Anybody sees that truck coming? I mean, it takes you right back to childhood, right? I mean, that was a great Eddie Murphy bit in one of those stand-up shows, right?
Absolutely.
The ice cream man.
Yeah, let her pull over on the side of the road, and you'll see people line up.
When they come down for movies at the Devon, they hear the truck coming, and the kids come running outside the Devon gates to get ice cream. So it's cool to see.
Good stuff. All right, Clay's with us from the Decatur Park District. How many days are we? 116. This will give you something to look forward to, although that sounds like a lot of days.
That's what I was thinking this morning.
To Memorial Day. 116 days to win. Really, summer officially kicks off.
Yeah, we've got lots of things that come online before that. You know, our zoo opens April 1, and starting to gear up for that opening day. But for us, Splash Cove, Overlook, the Devon, all that really kicks off Memorial Day weekend. So 116 days.
All right. Let me turn Clay up just a little bit. So talk to me. What's at the Devon that weekend?
So Kansas opens up that weekend. That's the big show for this year's opening weekend.
No, wait a minute. That's 108 days.
Correct. Yes. 108 days. That's before Memorial Day.
So that's the weekend before Memorial Day weekend.
May 18th, I believe, is when Kansas is.
Okay. Yep. And who else? Last week, Riley Green, which I think is in our 95Q appreciation concert.
Yep.
Fan appreciation. Yep. Okay. That's great. I don't know Riley Green. I'm assuming he's a guy in a plaid shirt.
He's a pretty hot country artist.
Look, they just all sort of look alike to me. I mean, I don't hate country music. I'm just not a consumer of it. And I know a lot of people like it. I mean, you're not plugging that place for me. I mean, you're to the masses, and it's very popular. And are they by genre sort of seem accommodating or fan friendly? I mean, they don't seem like my years with the Celebration or anything else. Like the country artists were just always, for the very most part, just cool.
Yeah, they're very laid
good
back.
Good people.
They are. For the most part, I think they bring probably the biggest entourage with them in terms of, you know, what do they call those? Your mega fans or whatnot. You know, those folks coming with them. So they'll bring, you know, 100, 200 folks from out of town that are part of their fan group. And then we fill up the place with everybody else who wants to see them. So.
All right. And then Andy Grammer, who I also didn't have any idea. And please don't use me as your gauge. Nick said that's how did you describe him to me as far as like this is the most kind of recent success?
Recent success. He's in the current landscape of some of his music you'll see in commercials and in movies and he's relevant to the times.
Okay. And what would you call him as far, I mean, pop artist? I mean, is that the fair thing to?
Yeah, probably pop.
Contemporary pop.
Multi-platinum, right? So he sold a lot of, I don't even know what that means today. Multi-platinum.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be like how many record albums you physically sold. I don't, but that's still sort of the heavyweight chart, right? I mean, that's the gauge of success.
Yes.
Okay. How many downloads, right?
And
it's a new algorithm.
Right. When you look at his songs, I mean, it's 2021, it's 2019. To Nick's point, you know, I think it's great to be able to see bands that either are an imitation band or like Kansas, where you come in and like listen to songs of my childhood, right? But it's also a lot of kids out there that don't care about the 1970s and they want to see something in their lifetime.
Exactly. And trying to get current artists is always tough because they're up and coming. Their rates seem to change almost weekly, depending on how many hits they have coming out. So we were lucky enough to get Andy, and we're looking forward to having him and just having a diverse offering there.
Okay. Season ticket information rolling out this week.
Yeah. So season ticket holders should have gotten an email from Mike on some meetings we're going to have this week to talk about some of the changes and what the rates are going to be for season tickets this year. So tonight's the first meeting out at Hickory Point Golf Course, I believe at 6:00. Again, check your email. If you didn't get any information, give us a call at the office and we'll connect you with Mike. But yeah, happy to finally be able to roll that information out. And we just got one or two holes we're trying to fill on the schedule, but we wanted to have as much complete information as possible before we had those.
Okay. And what the meetings, meaning what? What are you looking for?
Lays out a little bit more of the lineup of what's coming. What the season ticket.
So you're inviting season ticket holders to these meetings? Okay, yeah. That's why I wasn't sure about what. Yeah.
Sorry, season ticket holders. And it'll give you a little bit of an option this year in terms of cost. If you don't want to come to every show this year and you don't want to buy the full season, you can buy a pick your, I believe it's pick your 10-pack or pick your 12-pack, where you pick 12 shows out of different tiers throughout the year. And that's why we're having the
meetings. I think that might resonate with people.
Yeah, yes. And that's really going to be at the same price point you've paid for the last several years for a season
and
ticket.
Realistically, I mean, I don't know how many season ticket holders go to every show.
Right. And so
that also presents a problem for you guys because the seats are empty.
It does. And the artists don't like when the seats are empty, which is really not, you know, the key factor in this. But we really like the idea of being able to give the community more options to get down closer to the stage in those reserved seats.
So, flexibility is always good. Nick, you're an entertainment guy. What do you think of this idea?
I think it's great. The flexibility. I know people that were carrying the load, like say for the St. Louis Cardinals, 81 games, you live in Decatur. That's not reasonable. Being able to pick out a package of weekend games or a series that you like and having quote unquote credits to kind of pick and choose where you want to be. I think that gives the maximum amount of flexibility for people to buy tickets for shows they intend to go to.
Yeah. And it's and at the same price.
Yeah.
You're getting the same experience, basically.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're
and allowing the park district to be a little more creative and inventive and do some more stuff.
Right. And in terms of costs, I mean, across all of our facilities, whether it's Devon, you know, your rate to get into Splash Cove or play around a mini golf or get in the zoo, we are trying our best to hold our facility rates and try to do a minimal increase this year because we know everybody's been hit hard. But, you know, we're being hit with those rising utility costs. Minimum wage increase went up another dollar an hour here January 1st. So all those costs have to be, you know, factored in when we're figuring out our rates for next year. So we're trying to be as gentle as we can to still make all of our facilities available to everyone.
So what does that look like across the board then?
Typically, it's a 50 cent to a dollar increase for facility access. And most of that's because of minimum wage.
Okay, like say Splash Cove, what was it last year?
I think it was $12.50 last year, and we're looking at going up 50 cents, I think, to $13 this year.
That's for like an entire day?
It's an entire day.
Yeah.
Yep, 6 hours from 12 to 6.
So. All right. So to me, you know, that $2 an hour isn't sort of out of the realm. I know not everybody can afford that, but I mean, that's not, and you also have to look at other facilities and comps, right? I mean, you know, I know that no matter what price you put on it, some people are going to go, that's too much. I remember I put a picture up about being at the zoo one day, and this lady was like haranguing me online about how expensive. I'm like, there's a free day. Stop. If you want nice stuff, it has to get paid for.
It does. It does. I was shocked the other day when I went to a fast food chain and hadn't been there in a long time and ordered what I usually order. And I was just shocked at how much the cost had risen. And it's like, well,
buy eggs.
Yeah. Buy eggs too.
Yeah. It's just a fact of life. Nobody likes it, but it is what it is. And so 50 cents, that seems like you're trying to like squeeze out everything you can to make sure you're not losing money and not, you know, take it out on the public.
Exactly. And over the years, our park board and our financial folks have been very conservative on what we call our fund balance, which is kind of a rainy day fund. And so some of those funds have a good balance right now. So we're able to pull off of those to supplement, you know, rather than, you know, raising rates $2. Okay, we're only going to have to raise rates $1 because we can supplement with these other funds. So we've been frugal, and that's paying off. And I think we'll work well for the summer.
I got a story idea. You know, one of the things I get is like, I don't know, 600 emails a day. It's insane. But Illinois ranks in the top 10 in the United States for entertainment spending. And the average household spends $2,628 a year on entertainment. Now, that's, you know, regional. You're going to get a little different wherever you are. Chicago is going to probably tip that. But that's, you know, I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's expensive, but, you know, and we're cognizant that, you know, folks don't have an endless budget for recreation. So,
well, but look at all the, you start with the basic premise that you've got more acreage than anybody else per capita in the state of Illinois that's all free.
Right, right. Over 2,000 acres of parks to enjoy for our community.
Yeah.
So,
and that's an expense that you guys have to eat because those parks don't take care of themselves and the grass doesn't mow itself and, you know, the maintenance or repair and all of that. So you're already at get-go subsidizing a whole bunch to give free recreation to people in this community.
That's exactly right. And we rely on all of our facilities to supplement that. You know, we do get tax dollars, but again, we have 2,000 acres of you know, green space and facilities to maintain. So we need places like the Devon and Splash Cove to do well because it allows us to offset some of those, if you want to call them losses or expenses elsewhere in the district to make sure we keep everything as reasonable as possible.
All right. Well, the Devon was a hit from day one.
Absolutely.
You know, and the year that we went without anything, it felt like it was opening again, you know, like another re-grand opening. Splash Cove had a bumpy start, but I think most people are past that, right? I mean, I know it's yeah, a public aquatics facility. Folks, back 100 years ago, when I was with the Park District, the pools are what drove me out of the Park District. I might still be working for Clay today had I not had the pools as my responsibility. And we had to hire like 12 Millican football players to stay in the summer and be security because we had the gangsters on, we had the vice lords on one side of Nelson Pool and the gangster disciples on the other. And it was all just one wrong look from going south, like in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And people just, I think they love to jump on the negative. I know when everything opened, but it's evened out, and I don't hear anything like that.
Oh, no. We've definitely nipped that in the butt. We've made some policy changes in terms of how many, you know, folks that are under 16 can come in with an adult. We've had our park police have a presence over there. And honestly, Brian, we're hitting capacity most days in the summer when it's over 80 degrees.
Right.
So it's a very positive experience for folks now. And, you know, anytime you open up a new facility, you're going to have some bumps and kinks to work through. But we've come out of that on the other side.
And is there anything comparable to it? You know, in a, like a, if you just draw a circle around, I mean, I know there's like Knights Action Park,
right,
and that's an older place and it's great, it's fun, but I mean, it's not modern, you know. Is there anything else?
Shalom Aquatic Center over in, I believe it's Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
They've got some water slides and stuff. Nothing that has the full offering of what we have.
And then are prices comparable to?
Yeah. We look at all those facilities and we try to stay right in the middle. Sometimes we're a little on the higher end, but we're also looking at the experience you're getting and what we're offering you compared to some of those other facilities.
Sure.
That, yeah, are cheaper, or you're going to go spend $30, $40 more at Knights Action Park to do more. So.
Okay. All right. So all of that, just 100 or so days away. I think that can, we could just like, we need like a little chalkboard in here to like cross the days off, right? A calendar. Princess Ball, how did that go?
Yeah, wrapped up really well. We had over 150 attendees, and that was the highest attendance we've ever had at that event. So if you were a dad, grandpa, uncle, you know, caretaker of a young lady, and you brought them to that event, we just want to say thank you. And we hope that all the princesses and their guests really enjoyed themselves out at school.
Okay. We've got all the registration stuff, which we can talk about, but you can find all that at the Park District website, baseball, softball, all that. I want to point to the hiring fair because that's coming up February 10th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the DISC, and the community can come out. I mean, you might even get hired on the spot, right?
Exactly. So in the summer, we onboard another 500 to 600 seasonal part-time positions to help us get through the season here. So if you are a retired individual, if you're someone who has some time, you know, extra time on the nights or weekends, or you've got a young adult that's kind of growing, we are probably the largest first-time employer of kids in our community. So this coming up February 10th, Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the DISC, you can come out, and all of our different facilities and operations will be represented at the DISC. You can have conversations with those folks who run those facilities, kind of figure out, you know, where you might fit in well and get to know those folks, and then submit an application, and we may offer you a position on the spot.
Yeah, you know, and it's obvious, like Splash Cove, the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, right? Overlook Adventure Park, those are things people think about. Horticulture, maintenance. I mean, there's a whole lot of options that maybe are not as out front as those others that you guys have to hire.
A little bit of everything. I've had several retired individuals reach out to me over the last week and just say, hey, I'm looking. It's something that I can do 10 or 20 hours a week mowing. And so we set them up on our golf courses where, you know, they can go mow from 6 to 10 every morning, and then they got the rest of their day. And if they're a golfer, they get some, you know, advantages for some golf too. So it's a great place to work, great crew. And it's just, we're probably the only operation in Decatur that goes from 100 full-time employees to 600 employees in a matter of a month. And the hiring fair last year was the first time we did it. We weren't sure what to expect, but we hired about 300 people at that job fair.
All right. Love Stinks Trivia on February 18th. Hickory Point Bridal Expo on February 18th. A couple of big events that you can buy that are ticketed. You can get their information on the website as well. Now, you told me on the way in here today, we were talking about restaurants, that Blocks played a big part in your life.
It did. Blocks was very important to me. I was very close to Teddy Albright and Jason Albright, and they had, you know, we had, I think it was it Goo Goo Dolls, Nick?
No, it was
Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms.
And then the Wreckers.
Yeah. We had a couple concerts out in the back behind Blocks. And, you know, when I was big into doing production, I did all stage sound and lighting for them, and developed a relationship and had a good bar tab bounce. So a lot of us would go down there on the weekends, and my wife and I really connected there. And that's I think, where we fell in love was Blocks. So a little piece of my heart when Paco's closed to say, I can't go sit at that bar anymore. And Patrick Hoban was a bartender. You know, Patrick's over running the chamber.
Running the economic development in Bloomington Normal. Yes.
So, you know, a lot of great people have come from that. And the Albright family's a great family here in Decatur. There's a lot downtown. So I'm happy to see Blocks reopen, or that building reopen at something else.
What's it called?
Hot Shots.
Yeah. Well, when it opens, you need to go like take literally your wife to like the opening night and check out all the incredible stuff they have. Now, Nick and I were looking at their menu, which they've announced. Like, I've not heard this news outside of Nick telling me, and then I'm going to their website, and they've announced they're coming to Decatur, Illinois. I haven't heard it anywhere else. But I'm telling you right now, either the Ninja Burger or the Menace Burger looks really good.
Huh? Interesting names.
Burger, bacon, onion rings, fried mushrooms, peppered jack cheese with horseradish sauce.
Wow.
Do a little bonding over that, can't you?
Well, you can go to Hot Shots. You can get that type of food for lunch and whatnot, and then come visit the East End Grill or Beach House. And
yeah, what are the East End Grill? I have not been. I know. I need to. We don't eat out a lot. I mean, it's just, but you know, Nick eats out like 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. It feels like, just anecdotally. What are the kind of the hours?
So I think they open at 8 a.m. for breakfast now.
Okay. They always had great breakfast.
They did. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think there's a couple days a week they close at like 2 p.m. That are the less busy days for dinner. But then they got the Beach House that's open.
And you can't say enough, like, just Todd and Angie do for the community and absolutely all the stuff they do to help out. And about it. Yeah, okay, I'm looking at the online menu. We're going to have to definitely put that in the rotation for when we do, for sure.
Yeah, look at him on Facebook. Nick posts specials. Both he and Todd post specials constantly. So that's where we'll make our decision sometimes on where we're going for dinner.
All right. Good stuff, Clay, as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right. Enjoy the cold.
100 days.
116 days until Memorial Day. 108 days until the opening show at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. We can manage that.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.